As Sir William Ross sat beside the ornate coffin, he began his tale. As the guardian of the stars, Sir William was entrusted with the Star Emblem, a sacred crest forged in ancient times by the magical guardians. This crest, when combined with the powers of the Iron Knights, would seal, banish, and command creatures of darkness. Thus, it has been the sacred duty of the Iron Knights to use the Star Emblem to maintain peace in the lands, generation after generation. Though Sir William knew of the elemental powers, the Star Guardians of Iron City were forbidden to use them. The ancient guardians deemed the Star Emblem sufficient for the knights to perform their function, as they feared what may happen should a knight acquire too much power. As a safety precaution, they placed an enchantment upon the Star Emblem, one that would banish any Iron Knight attempting to wield the elements to the depths of the catacomb. Such is the balance of power and darkness put in place by the ancient guardians. But William saw this as a grave injustice. He longed for more power, and to be free of his obligation as guardian of the stars. So, he set a plan into motion. William struck a bargain with the ancient being, under threat of his star emblem, which the creature so feared. With Elijah's assistance, William would rule the world as the highest lord, in exchange for granting Elijah his freedom. And so, William unsealed the coffin with the star emblem, unleashing the ancient being upon an unsuspecting world. It was only a matter of time before a group of heroes arose, wielding the power of the elements as they endeavored to reseal the ornate coffin. Thus, in bringing the power of the elemental guardians to the ancient tomb, our heroes have brought it within reach of Sir William. It is here and now that Sir William offers Dusty a deal, ownership of a piece of his new world, in exchange for the elemental powers. And it is here, at the end of this story, that Dusty rejects this atrocious proposition. But, as the outraged Sir William prepared to unleash his fury upon Dusty and his friends, Elijah saw that the moment he had been waiting for had arrived. He took Sir William by surprise and slit his throat.